Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, should we be buying a home or renting? We'll break it down. Cher just achieved another huge career milestone. And just in time for Shark Week, these fishermen ran into a great white. We'll start with a story everyone can relate to, grocery shopping. It can feel like you're breaking the bank. And it's no wonder the cost of food has increased overall by 26.8% over the last 10 years. Key factors like supply and demand, weather, oil prices, and the cost of shipping can all affect food prices. But if you're wondering what items are driving up your grocery bill, USA Today has compiled a list of foods that are costing you more. For instance, eggs are up 26.4% in cost over the last 10 years. A recent rise in demand for butter has it up 54.9%. And due to a beef supply shortage, fresh ground beef is up 52.5%. Even salt and other seasonings are up 36.5%. New research from the Ibotta app reports weekends are the priciest times to grocery shop. But on the bright side, the best day to buy wine is Tuesdays. It's usually about 4% cheaper than every other day. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, it just got easier to get to Walmart.
That's right, Kristen. Walmart is teaming up with Waymo to offer customers rides to Walmart stores in Waymo's self-driving cars. This is a pilot program that will start in the Phoenix area of Arizona, and customers will be able to place orders on Walmart's site, get a discount, and pick up their items. Talk about hassle-free. Coca-Cola is raising its soda prices in the U.S. The company cited rising costs, including higher freight rates and metal prices, after the U.S. placed tariffs on Chinese imports earlier this year. It's the first American company to announce such a move. The very same day that Facebook hit a record stock price high, shares dropped as much as 24% after hours on the disappointing quarterly earnings. The company lost $150 billion in market cap, and Mark Zuckerberg lost almost $20 billion immediately following the news.
So what caused the lower earnings?
Well, user growth missed the estimates, and with that, revenue took a hit. Weak guidance also rattled investors.
Great info. Thanks, Nicole. The CDC has issued a warning after more than 200 people in 44 states have fallen ill from salmonella, landing 34 in the hospital. The infections are being linked to contact with backyard chickens and ducklings, and it's especially harmful to children under 5, who make up 26% of the cases. And the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts has announced this year's honorees for lifetime artistic achievement. Cher, Reba McEntire, Philip Glass, and Wayne Shorter will receive the Kennedy Center honors. The co-creators of Hamilton, including Lin-Manuel Miranda, will receive a unique honor as trailblazing creators of a transformative work that defies category. And Beyonce shared a rare photo of her 13-month-old twins, Rumi and Sir Carter, and fans went wild. There are pregnancy rumors swirling around Beyonce right now, and if it's true, I won't be mad at it. Just look how cute they are. Okay, let's move on. A new study found athletes who play football and other contact sports may be at risk for another brain disorder. The research was published in a medical journal and revealed people who play contact sports may face an increased risk of Lewy body disease. The disease occurs when abnormal structures build up in areas of the brain and can lead to Parkinson's and dementia. There have been previous tests done that link physical sports to CTE. That's a degenerative brain disease caused by repeated blows to the head, and it can lead to depression and paranoia. The latest study found Lewy body disease is independent of CTE. The doctor said these studies give a clearer picture of the potential impact of physical sports, and they'll continue to research the effects on the human brain and body. Everyone experiences stress, and a new report in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds those who have psychiatric reactions to stress are 36% more likely to develop autoimmune diseases. Susie Yalef-Schwartz, CEO and founder of the Unplug Meditation app, joins us to talk about this. Susie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Stress can have a serious impact.
Serious impacts. You lose sleep, overeating, depression, anxiety, your skin will break out, even Crohn's disease. And that's why I love meditation so much, because meditation can really stop stress in its tracks.
How can meditation help?
What we do is we teach people how to do it in 16 seconds. Do you want to experience how you can not feel stressed in 16 seconds?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you're gonna start by closing your eyes. And I want you to imagine the thing that makes you really stressed.
I have it.
Okay, just breathing in through the nose for the count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold your breath for 4 seconds. Two, three, four. Audible exhale out for 4 seconds. One, two, three, four. And hold your breath for 4 seconds. Now open your eyes. Were you thinking about that thing that stressed you out when we were doing that exercise?
Absolutely not. I was thinking about my breathing and my audible exhale.
When you slow down your breath, you send a signal to your brain that everything's okay, because it just pauses you before you respond to things.
16 seconds is doable. Right. Everybody can do it. Susie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was so great to be with you.
I appreciate you. And you guys, if you want to de-stress, you can download Susie's Unplug Guided Meditation app. Now, here's an exciting story. One of the most iconic cars in movie history is up for sale. It's the 1961 Ferrari 250 GT California from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The car will be auctioned by Mecum next month in Monterey, California. In the film, Ferris borrowed the car from Cameron's dad. It survived being driven by a teenage Matthew Broderick and a joyriding parking attendant, but it was no match for Cameron's temper. However, this Ferrari is a forgery. It's one of three replicas used for the filming. Two were complete cars with engines by Ford instead of Ferrari. The third was a fiberglass shell. That's because the real thing might have broken the film's budget, one sold in 2015 for over $16 million. The replica was still famous enough to be inducted into the Smithsonian Historical Vehicle Association Hall of Fame. Just because it's fake doesn't mean it'll be cheap. The same car changed hands in 2013 for $235,000. But life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. You know, owning a home used to be part of the American dream, but new research shows that's quickly changing. The number of families with children who owned a home dropped 14% between 2006 and 2016. Renting is the option more families are turning to. The number of families renting increased 16% over the same time frame. The biggest factor is pretty obvious: money. Nationwide, single-family home prices rose 75% faster than rent over the past 5 years. And with more families looking to rent, demand for larger rental units is up. More than half of the new units built between 2006 and 2016 are family-sized. The biggest group driving the rental trend, millennials. Experts say they're not ready to lay down roots, don't have the money to buy a home, or just don't want to commit. Now let's go to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. Brody, what do you have for us?
Well, Kristen, Us Weekly has exclusively learned that singer Rachel Platten is pregnant with her first child. Rachel confirmed the happy news on Instagram, sharing that despite enduring serious nausea and exhaustion, she is overwhelmed with love, joy, and happiness about the baby she is expecting with her husband. And sources tell us Jennifer Garner finally feels like she's living her best life after filing for divorce from Ben Affleck last year. The insider shared that Jen and Ben are on good terms, though their relationship is a work in progress. The source added that Jen has always been very optimistic and has a glass half full attitude, even during the roughest of times.
Good for her. Okay, now what's this I'm hearing about Lamar Odom at a Hooters and gunshots?
That's right. Khloe Kardashian's ex-husband was at a Hooters in New York when an altercation broke out and gunshots were fired. Apparently, Lamar was eating with the group outside when the dispute occurred. A source assured us that Lamar wasn't in harm's way during the exchange, and Lamar later took to Twitter to clarify he was not involved in any way.
You know, he just can't seem to escape the drama, but glad he wasn't involved. Brody, thanks for the scoop, and we'll see you next week. Reports of a new scam might turn your stomach. The Miami Herald reports that some users of the ride-sharing service Uber have become victims of vomit fraud. Because many Uber drivers use their own vehicles, the company imposes cleaning fees on customers who make a mess. The money is then passed on to the driver for their trouble. At the low end, a spilled drink might cost $20. Losing your stomach in or on the car ranges from $40 to $80. But fines can run up to $150 for significant amounts that affect the car's interior. The Herald reports that some drivers are taking photos of an alleged mess in their car, sending them to Uber, and then pocketing the fee, even though the hurling never happened. Many users don't check their receipts or credit card statements, but if they do, that's when they'll feel sick. Some have reported difficulty getting a refund. One alleged victim tweeted, "Only after media threats would they refund me." Uber says they're evaluating the claims process and will take action whenever fraud is discovered. We spend a lot of time and a lot of money on hair removal, especially in the summer, which is why we've got today's top 30 steal, an Epilady Cosmo Epilator at a special 57% discount. This complete hair removal set comes with an epilator, a shaver, and a trimmer. It's great for your arms, legs, underarms, face, and bikini area. The epilation head has 56 tweezer discs, delivering over 70,000 tweezes per minute. It removes even the finest and shortest hairs by the root, leaving skin smooth for up to 6 weeks. There are four massaging discs built in to reduce any discomfort while epilating. It has a rechargeable battery for cordless use, and there's a perfect angle guide included to make sure you know what you're doing. This Epilady Cosmo Epilator retails for $90, but today you can buy it for just $39. That's a 57% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, the nonprofit Operation Homefront recently hosted a star-spangled baby shower. It was held for 24 expectant or new moms in Plant City, Florida. All of the moms have either served in the military or are married to someone who does. And oftentimes their spouse is deployed and unable to be there for the birth of their child. Operation Homefront wanted to make sure these moms felt supported, even while their loved ones were overseas. Each mom was given a basket filled with books and baby blankets to take home. In our second story from Fox 10 Phoenix, a martial arts studio in Peoria, Arizona offered a free self-defense class to help people defend themselves against hate crimes. Participants learn the fundamentals of martial arts, but Thomas Caulfield, who owns the Temple Art Studio, said it's about more than just learning how to kick and punch. It's about building self-confidence.
I'm hoping to get people to know where their boundaries are.
And in our final story from Fox 4 Dallas, the Perot Museum recently opened a new permanent exhibit, the Being Human Hall, which celebrates the power of the human brain. 25-year-old Alexis Allen volunteers at the exhibit and guides people through the interactive features. And her fascination with the brain is very personal. When Alexis was just 17, she had a stroke that ended up paralyzing the left side of her body. But she wouldn't let that defeat her. Alexis plans on getting her PhD so she can help other stroke patients recover. Think back to college for a second and all the times you asked, am I ever going to use this? Well, a new survey finds just 21% of workers actually apply all they learned in their college major. 15% admit they don't ever use their education in the workplace, and that number could be rising. As workers look for higher wages and upward mobility in a job market rapidly changed by tech and automation, sometimes the only option is a career transformation. The survey found a third of workers considered a switch in the last year. 29% have completely changed fields since their first post-college job. Ironically, one of the barriers for people seeking a switch is education, as some in-demand fields are so new they weren't taught and certain skills aren't transferable. This disconnect is inspiring some to seek further education to fill those skill gaps. Hopefully this time they won't be asking if they'll ever use it. Well, this story just in time for Shark Week. Millard Ells was bass fishing off the coast of Nova Scotia in Canada with a couple of friends when they encountered a great white shark. Ells says he hooked a striped bass that was probably about 16 pounds, and as he fought to reel it in, the unexpected happened.
Oh my God!
Dude, that
Did that just happen?
That was a great white leaping out of the water as it clamped down on his catch of the day. He said, "We were just waiting for it to surface so we could net it and get it in the boat." And out of nowhere, the shark jumps out of the water and takes the bass. After seeing the clip, the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy in Massachusetts confirmed it was indeed a great white and estimated it to be about 10 feet long and somewhere between 600 to 800 pounds. Even with a cool story to tell for the rest of his life and video to prove it, Elle said he would have rather had the fish. Well, for most young people, summer vacation is a time to celebrate. But for many others, it also means no lunch. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us now with more on this problem and what one woman is actually doing about it in her community. Hi, Mike.
You know, you're absolutely right, Kristen. It is a problem across the country during the summer. Also, same problem exists in Bridgeton, New Jersey, which is right across the river from Philly.
Bridgeton has over 5,000 kids that get fed through the school system. In the summer, only 500 kids were being fed.
Her name is Nene Young. Hooray for her. She created this thing called the Bridgeton Healthy Food Express. They go out every day and they feed for free about 5,000 kids.
5,000? That's amazing. So Mike, how are they able to buy all this food?
Boy, that is a good question. The school district and a bunch of sponsors give her money for the program. And I think it's a great idea for school districts all across America.
Mike, I agree. No child should ever go without lunch. And it's really great what this woman is doing. Thanks, Mike. Here's a question. Do you speak with an accent? Just 36% of Americans in a new YouGov survey believe they do, but that hasn't stopped them from ranking how others sound. While nearly a quarter of respondents thought the Boston accent was the strongest, it was the long drawl they deemed sexiest, with 18% saying the Southern coastal dialect was the most attractive. In second, with 12%, the Texas twang tied with those who didn't find any American accents particularly seductive. The survey also looked abroad, revealing the foreign accents considered sexiest while speaking English. British was crowned the favorite of some 20% of those surveyed. 13% preferred the French way.
It's beautiful. I like that.
The international top five was rounded out by Australian, Irish, and Italian. A new kind of screen could completely change how we interact with computers. The Looking Glass displays holograms that users can move by hand instead of by keyboard or mouse. It works by showing 45 views of an image from different angles all at the same time. That means 3D without any glasses and for more than one person at a time. It could be good news for gamers as well as animators. It could also make it easier to create 3D models and then print them. But there could be another use for the Looking Glass in medicine. The Looking Glass team is visiting hospitals to see if the display could be used to help train med students. One day, it might be used to show a detailed view of what's happening inside a patient's body. That could include MRI or CAT scans in 3D. The Looking Glass costs between $600 and $3,000, depending on the size. The display starts shipping later this year. A well-known actress might be making the leap to reality TV, and Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, joins us now to tell us who it is. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, some more star power could be coming to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for its upcoming 10th season. Who am I talking about? Well, none other than Denise Richards. That's right. Allegedly, Bravo executives have been interested in Denise for quite a few years, but things just haven't worked out. One of the main reasons that they've been interested is because, well, you know, Denise was married to a gentleman you might have heard of, Charlie Sheen. This would be one of the, well, three, four actresses that The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has already featured. Eileen was on for a couple seasons, and of course, Lisa Rinna continues to burn up the screen. So how would Denise fit in with the ladies? I guess we're gonna find out when the 10th season premieres next year. Kristen?
Well, if it works out, I bet Denise would draw in a lot of new viewers. I know I'd watch. Thanks, Jason. There are numerous studies on the impact of childbirth on a new mother, but research just published focuses on new fathers. Doctors at Indiana University analyzed health records of 9,500 parents who visited health centers. They found about 4.4% of new fathers tested positive for depression. That's about equal to the 5% of new mothers who also screened positive. Doctors say depression in dads can have the same negative impact on a child's development as with moms, so screening them is just as important. Men tend to externalize symptoms, which can include anger, outbursts, or even substance abuse. The authors of the study say more research is needed to see if these depression rates in men actually represent the broader population. They also said the findings show it's important not to ignore the feelings men may have after becoming a dad. Mara is a tiger at the Columbus Zoo, and she's a new mom. But she hasn't been excited about venturing into her public enclosure since giving birth. So workers at the zoo devised a plan to see if they can coax her out. Here's a preview in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
We're hoping to get the mom, Mara, tiger out today. Before we do that, though, we got to get the cubs out first and then quickly get out of the exhibit and get mom out before the cubs come back in.
Look at them. What are you people doing out here?
Why aren't you out here with us?
The tiger cubs now safely in the yard, the trainers head off habitat. Behind the scenes, Mara's enclosure opens, allowing her access to the yard.
See if the trick to get Mara out works on an all-new episode of Secrets of the Zoo, Sunday at 9, 8 central on Nat Geo Wild. And that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. Some pediatricians are concerned about dangerous chemicals in foods made for kids. We'll have details. Plus, why Serena Williams says random drug tests in her sport aren't random at all. And this is no ordinary day at the beach. It's an inspiring journey that took decades. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.